The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires, Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group, located in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, serving the community for over 80 years. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, Volvo of Westport, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru, Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch. Everybody else does. Hilltown Hardwood Flooring and Refinishing. Beautify your home with new or refinished hardwood floors. Call 413-522-5991. First Merchants Bank Card Services for the best pricing on credit card processing. Industry low rates for your business. Call 800-446-4264. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services, providing the most comprehensive marketing services, complete with SEO, video SEO, social media, and content marketing, with our powerful strategy and with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, franchises, and more. Call 888-996-9697. And we do welcome you to the program on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. This is the Sport of Winning, where we take a look each weekday at how to successfully compete in the sport of winning for your business. Our goal is to provide a comprehensive look at the analysis and challenges, solutions, ideas, and proven methods to help you start a business, grow your business, or help you through challenging times that you might be experiencing. From your website to profits, we want to help you by providing effective, affordable, and unique ideas to stack your business playbook for success. Our arsenal of tools range from website referrals, concepts, and resources that we have used or analyzed to ensure you receive the most up-to-date information and ideas. Today, we're going to be outlining if you're spending too much time putting out fires, this program is for you. If you would like to speak with us, you can call us directly at 646-716-8747, or you can email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Video Broadcast Services is a unique and effective methodology to successfully compete with your online marketing, from SEO, video SEO, content, social media, and more. Our complete marketing packages include all of that and more. The entire toolbox that you need to create a permanent presence within the major search engines permanently. We even include a state-of-the-art website complete with weekly and monthly updates to ensure your content remains fresh and relevant for your customer base. You can reach us at 888-996-9697. Let's bring on Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia. Glad to be here. And really, like you said earlier, if you find yourself putting out too many fires in your business, this show is for you. And in past shows, we've had shows on delegation, and this would really fall within that same genre, I would think, of, delegating tasks and different things like that so that you can spend, your time more wisely and not having to put out fires or having things, not running the correct way, but making sure that everything within your business is running optimally and efficiently, which will prevent you from having to, put out so many fires in the future.
Yeah, and this topic is, or subject line is really kind of reverse psychology, because in my opinion, if you're spending too much time putting out fires and not running your business, I think your whole methodology and approach needs to be revamped, not just the putting out the fires. And a lot of people, just are really, kind of programmed that way, I think. You know, they kind of run on chaos. But it can really, I find that the personality traits that run that way, the way they run their businesses, they're either really flying high and successful, or they are really struggling to make ends meet. And I think that you need to find
an inner balance with that and try to fall somewhere in the middle. And a lot of people are just not good at organizing your day, and I think that's probably the first place that you need to start in terms of what you're doing. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, Kyle, you and I talk about this all the time, that I draft a schedule for the week, and then I also micro that down to each day. And I prepare my schedule every night for the next day, so I know exactly what's in front of me. And I stack my schedule from my least favorite to my most favorite. So I knock out the stuff that I'm least fond of in the beginning of the day, and that allows for the remainder of the day to kind of do the things I enjoy the most. What strategies do you incorporate, Kyle?
Yeah, those are really good strategies, and we've actually done shows on that, on how you can structure your day and schedule your day better. But yeah, making sure that you're knocking out your largest tasks first and your most, I guess you would say, least favorite, but also most productive tasks. At the beginning of the day, that's when your mind is clear. That's when you're most, more invigorated, and it's a lot easier. Once you get those tasks completed, there's actually a psychological and an effect in your well-being that motivates you and keeps you pushing forward to keep the additional tasks that you need completed for the day.
Exactly, and it really kind of it's your roadmap for the day, and it. You know, you jump in a car and go somewhere and you have no idea where you're going, you punch it into the GPS, allow that sheet of paper or that note on your iPad or your iPhone or your Android, whatever, to kind of be your GPS for the day of where you need to go to ensure that you can complete all those tasks. One of the things that I always find that people are constantly putting fires out with is, you know, filing taxes, meeting payroll, getting payroll completed, getting the tasks done for their clients, scheduling. It always seems like, especially in the industry that we're in, we're constantly talking to people, and they all seem to be either wearing too many hats within the business, or they are really either understaffed or overscheduled, or they're trying to accomplish too much. So I think what you have to do is you've really got to take a look at this stuff and analyze whether or not there's an end benefit to what you're doing. And if there is an end benefit to what you're doing, then obviously that needs to be a priority. But if it's just a matter of stuff that you're kind of busying your day with, maybe you need to take a look at some of the things that you're doing. Much like Dave Ramsey, the financial guy, tells you, you know, you really need to write down everything that you're spending in the course of a week and a month to really find out, the holes in the boat that you need to plug. I think you need to do that with your time as well. If you can really try to kind of have a Fitbit on your time as opposed to your calories to try to take a look at where you're hemorrhaging your time, I think that that's a great place to start in terms of being able to organize and apply your efforts to the things that are really going to make a difference and kind of let go of what's not.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, and that's I like how you tied the Fitbit to time management, because it is important to look at where the majority of your time is being spent, what your time is being spent doing, and really making sure, like you said earlier, the night before is the prime time for you to schedule out your next day and really look at your next day and see what needs to happen. And there was some good advice on a video that I saw where the guy would also this guy that would plan out his next day, if he had a big meeting or something like that, he would actually journal out and write in his mind. He would journal out and write down how that meeting was going to go and what was going to happen in that meeting. And he found that when he would go to that meeting, it was things would play out, and it was very similar to how he had planned it out in his mind the night before.
Yeah, and that's really what you need to do. And you really need to, in my opinion, and I, may not be making very many friends with this, but I think a lot of people are getting very consumed with the internet during the course of the day, and they're not really paying attention to what needs to be done. I've been guilty of it. I, because of the industry that we're in, have to be on social media sometimes, and I can get distracted with it a little bit, but I'm also very good at grounding myself and moving on from it. However, I don't think that some people are. I think some people don't have that discipline to say enough's enough. I also think that people put a lot of time into what I consider fluff activities that guys under I'm working my business, which is, you know, going to a lot of cocktail parties, golf outings, barbecues, long lunches. And at the end of the day, I think that if productivity and new business and solidifying relationships with clients helps you take them golfing or out to lunch or whatever, I endorse that. But I think sometimes we use it as an excuse to kind of get out of the office and not work. And I'm sure a lot of people are kind of going, oh, I'm kind of guilty of that. So I think you really have got to look at what you're putting your time in, because especially if you're a new business, you're an entrepreneur and you're trying to get things, you know, moving along, those practices can probably in some cases be your fatal fall by really consuming yourself with stuff that at the end of the day doesn't turn into profit. So you have to be very, very careful about that. All right, Kyle, what else have I missed? I really believe that if you're spending too much time putting out the fires, you really have got to look at your schedule as a whole, because there's things that need to be changed. But is there anything that we've missed that our listeners could benefit from?
Yeah, you know, in terms of putting out fires, and we experienced this yesterday in our business where, you know, at the end of the day, a client of ours, Joe Vitale, needed something done very quickly. It's important that you have and it just came sudden. So it's important that your day is scheduled out and such so that you can, you know, for your high-profile clients, you can adjust and move and quickly meet their needs when they need something done, you know, very quickly, that when something comes up unexpectedly. And so if you manage your day correctly, you know, yeah, I'm looking at that. That's not a fire to put out, because it's an opportunity that came up for us that we were able to fulfill that opportunity, because we do structure our day in such a way that when stuff, you know, does come up, we're able to meet that and meet it with full force.
Right. I completely agree with that. And I must say that, you know, thank gosh that you and I are both of that mindset where we, you know, we keep everything within an arm's length that we can have room to fit in something, a special project for a client such as Joe, and help him out and get something done and do a good job on it. It's really about structuring your time and having that wiggle room to be able to help a client. We've had that happen how many times where someone has called up and needed something done immediately, and we have always been able to fulfill that. And I believe it's because we don't run our business that way. You know, again, if you're constantly putting out fires, you know, our subject line was really reverse psychology to say, if this is what you're doing, you need to stop, because you really are going to paint yourself into a corner. And I think it can have a very, very long-term, not-so-good spillover effect onto your business. But we are out of time today. But again, thank you for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I hope that you found this information useful. I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program to share a concept or an idea or a strategy such as what we just outlined, or you have useful information or a website for our listeners, please contact us at 888-996-9697 or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Our goal here each weekday is to provide you with a topic that will provide you some strategies, tips, tools, resources that are available to ensure that you can compete in the sport of winning for your business, and ensure that if there's something that's kind of got you off track or off your rails with your business, we want to help you get back on track. Again, thanks for tuning in. Until next time, make it a great day.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires, Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group, located in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, serving the community for over 80 years. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, Volvo of Westport, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru, Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass, call Mitch. Everybody else does. Hilltown Hardwood Flooring and Refinishing. Beautify your home with new or refinished hardwood floors. Call 413-522-5991. First Merchants Bank Card Services for the best pricing on credit card processing. Industry low rates for your business. Call 800-446-4264. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services, providing the most comprehensive marketing services, complete with SEO, video SEO, social media, and content marketing, with our powerful strategy and with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, franchises, and more. Call 888-996-9697.